The U.S. soccer team had a great run in a tournament in South Africa last week until Brazil came from behind and beat them in the final. Now another major international sports competition is shaping up between the U.S. and Brazil. Commentator Frank DeFord says this time the U.S. is the heavy favorite.
So, can we hang on down the stretch this next time against Brazil? Can Chicago beat out Rio for the right to hold the 2016 Olympics? All along, Chicago's been the choice, with the British book still holding that toddling town at slightly better than even money. Rio around 3-1, with Tokyo and Madrid as long shots. There is, after all, a popular theory that the International Olympic Committee feels that it better butter its bread and periodically award the games to the U.S. because we ante up so much television money. In truth, though, that's something of our wish being father of the thought, because the reality is that the IOC deigns to award the Summer Olympics to the U.S. only as a last resort. Both times that Los Angeles was the host, in 1932 and 84, L.A. earned the honor because not a single other city bid for the Games. And it took unique circumstances for Atlanta to win in 96. Athens was the presumptive choice to welcome the modern Games back home for its centennial, so a lot of cities stayed out of the competition. Athens didn't appear up to the task, however, so Atlanta became something of a default selection. Ironically, the only time the IOC went out of its way to award the Games to an American city, that city was, yes, Chicago, in 1904. But St. Louis was holding its World's Fair that year, and it threw a hissy fit, threatening to put on its own competing Olympics. So Chicago gave in and let St. Louis hold the Games in conjunction with the fair. However, for Chicago to finally get what it almost had 112 years later, it must contend with rising sentiment for Rio. After all, South America has never been awarded an Olympics, and especially after soccer gave the World Cup to South Africa for next year, there's pressure on the Olympics to exhibit some continent consciousness raising. Moreover, it's BRIC chic now, BRIC being the acronym for the Bigfoot Emerging Nations Quartet of Brazil, Russia, India, and China. So Chicago may be the windy city, but Rio increasingly has the wind at its back. And gee, there's a rumor that Rio just might be a fun place if you're an IOC member on an expense account. London beat Paris for the 2012 Games, largely because Tony Blair personally showed up for the vote and ladled on the charm. It may well be that for Chicago to win, late this September, its own favorite son must go to Copenhagen, where the IOC will vote, and do some backroom backslapping. Or would the Republicans complain that the president should have no business wasting his time on sports, especially on behalf of a democratic city?
Commentator Frank DeFord joins us each week from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.